It is a view after Liverpool 1, Sunderland 1. You've got Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers for this one. Sean, I was a bit worried going in about their extra day that they had in terms of rest for this. So I was probably more worried when I seen that there was only one change for us, two for them. But again, they've got the extra day. We can come into the sort of breakdown of players and positions and what that means during the game. But I want to know what you think about why he hasn't potentially rotated more here. It's the first time, look, I'm very pro slot, and I wanted to turn around for him. This is the first time that one of the first times that I've been quite worried that he's done something from a position of self-preservation, because I actually think the best thing to do last night would have been to make maybe another three or four changes. And he says pre-match, we're going to need the bench and we're going to use the bench. And even that to me doesn't really play out in the way that I envisage, because when he says that, I think he's probably doing at least two at half time regardless. And I just wonder whether current form, Sunday's results, etc., so on and so forth, is maybe the first time that he's even gone against the sports science. Because I can look around at a few of them on the pitch on 65, 70 and think, you should be nowhere near this, from purely from a physical perspective. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it's worth saying Phil Blundell's to blame for Neil's not being here. If you saw a post-match pint, Phil Blundell has absolutely finished Neil. That might be Neil gone for good off the rap because of Phil. So get your Blue Peter Star, get your postcards out, DM Phil. That's down to him.
Everyone could have just left Florida and have that goal, including Phil.
Mostly Phil. Also, for anyone listening for the first time or maybe thinks we don't mention this, on behalf of me, Neil and Dan, so I'm speaking for Dan even though he's here, obviously everything we say about Arna and also the players is obviously in the context of the tragedy in the summer, and we obviously don't know an inch of what they're going through, and even though we've all got our own personal experiences, no two things are the same. So everything we say is in that context and from a position of love and kindness. I think that's always worth, you know, it's difficult. Don't know whether we should start every show like that, but I think, you know, we're here to analyze it and reflect, and we are trying to look at what happens in the game pre-game and do the usual shows with that. But I think it is worth saying that anything is constructive.